patrons.
Hello.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Wall.
Thank you for joining us yet again for an exclusive bit of content for that ass. And you may, I mean, look, you know what it is. You clicked on it. You know what we're going to be talking about. But hopefully, if you liked it, if you liked that sort of music back in the day, then you should love it. And if you, even if you didn't, you should love it from Terry's point of view, because I imagine this is going to be sort of a what's so great about role reversal. Now, if I may, Terry. I'm dying to hear what you thought. I sent Terry, and I put it out on the Patreon if anyone else wanted
Did
to.
Did you put the track listing out?
I shared the playlist. And yeah, so I sent Terry 5 emo-ish pop punk songs.
I'm going to name them now, okay?
Because yeah.
The first one you sent me was 70 times 7 by Brand New. And I must have done it wrong when I was out walking on Saturday, because the first song I played was There's No I in Team by Taking Back Sunday.
Right.
And then the next one is A Praise Chorus, Jimmy Eat World. And then again, I Go Unnoticed, Dashboard Confessional.
I'm very interested to hear you taking that one.
And I can't even fucking remember it. Like, and Holiday, The Get Up Kids was the last one.
Yes.
But as it got to Holiday, shall we say, so as we got to track number 4, in my head, I was like, because I didn't start on the first
one.
I was like, I wonder if, because I was looking, every time a new one came on, I was like, okay, I'd never heard of any Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah.
I'd heard of Jimmy Eat World, but not A Praise Chorus, and I didn't care for that one, to be honest.
What?
No.
Oh, what a lovely song.
Dashboard Confessional.
The acoustic-y one.
I'd heard the name, and then The Get Up Kids I had heard of. But I was thinking to myself, are Brand New a thing? Are they what? And then it was like 70 times 7, Brand New. And I was like, oh, okay.
Did you enjoy any of the songs?
No.
Okay. Well, folks, that's all we have time for.
I don't know if you want to go through it track by track.
Well, we don't. Look.
I would say they're whiny. They're so whiny. Everything is so whiny, Cantwell. Why are they whining so much? What is this? What is it like?
Right.
Oh, it's a bunch of wieners, like.
Right. Wieners.
Oh,
yes, it is whiny, right?
So whiny.
Right, hang on, let me take a drink here. Hang on. So, let me tell you, right. First of all, Brand New was the first one, right? And I went with Brand New and then Taken Back Sunday because...
Did they hate each other or something?
Well, once upon a time they did. One was a song about... Basically, what happened was, right? The lead singer from Brand New, Jesse Lacey, had been best friends with Taking Back Sunday guitarist and singer John Nolan. And Lacey's girlfriend cheated on him. Cheated on him with Nolan. And the thing was, John called Jesse, and the last words that Jesse from Brand New said, "You're as subtle as a brick on the small of my back, so let's end this call and end this conversation," and hung up. And you may have noticed that lyric features in both
songs. Who talks like that?
Americans do.
As a brick and the small on my back, so let's end this call and end this conversation. And is that what you call a getaway? Well, tell me what you got away with, cause you left the phrase from the ties you severed when you say best friends means friends forever.
And so one was about you piece of shit, you're a terrible friend, and then the second one is basically the Taking Back Sunday one is saying you get what you deserve and deal with it.
I've never done it with
I don't know if that's a fair response, to be honest. If you know, I know. He's boning his mate's missus and now he's like, you get what you deserve.
You get what you deserve.
Is that Taking Back Sunday?
Yeah. Now, that guy's not in Taking Back Sunday anymore. He left after the first album. But
Taking Back Monday?
But the thing is, right,
like, brand new. Let me give you a bit of perspective on, like.
Go on. Go on, mate.
I'm not averse to this kind of music 100%. Like, I've talked about, I'm a big Blink-182 fan.
Yes.
Sum 41, I had that first album.
That's pop punk now. Would you ever stray into the emo realm?
Well, I'd be more Bowling for Soup as well. Those kind of guys.
Spare me. Bowling for Soup.
Pardon the pun.
I bet you liked Good Charlotte as well, didn't you?
No. But then I kind of went a bit more like ska, Real Big Fish was right. my kind of jam.
They were the kind of bands that I pretended to like when I was 17.
I loved Real Big Fish. I think I'll have myself a beer.
I was always into the pop punk and emo scene. See, emo, did you ever like My Chemical Romance early days?
No, I was expecting you to put like My Chemical Romance or Him or, oh, you know.
Hymns. Hymns love metal, my friend. Exactly.
A
genre on its own. And I tell you what, if I could have made you a list of 20, I still would have struggled.
Really?
Yeah, oh man.
You're such an enigma, absolute. Considering that when we, I guess the music that we bonded over was very much Beatles, Pink Floyd,
I know.
Stone, like good music.
I know.
Good music.
I mean, objectively, it's better music, obviously. But
I know this probably has like a special place in your heart because of the time when you were listening to it in your life, like.
Yes. And I mean, that's part of the thing, because it's like there's very little, like, you could take any of those songs that I sent you that I would die for. Yeah. And then you show me something that was released in like 2016 and I'd be like, absolute garbage, even if but it's just that I don't have the sentimental attachment to it.
I still remember
what I was thinking. I remember, you know, or whoever I was associating that whatever song was with, you know what I mean? Like, and that's not even necessarily why I like it now. Now I just like it because it sort of jams and I know all the words and I enjoy singing along to it. But it's just, I don't know, like, it's just, it sticks with you.
Yeah, I guess I never tipped that much over. I think, like you say, pop punk was as far as I went. Like Blink, Sum 41. I'm trying to even think who else. Like, but even some of the early Blink stuff, like before Enema of the State was like less
Dude
polished.
Ranch.
Dude Ranch, yeah. It was Damn It on Dude Ranch, yeah?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big favourite of mine. Terms of,
yeah, that was great.
But I'm even trying to think.
Sum 41 was great as well.
Sum 41. I'm trying to think. Those are the two big ones for me. I'm trying to think. And I'm sure there's loads of other ones.
I was never mad into Green Day, even though.
That's what I wanted to say. Actually, I was thinking this when I was walking, that I got International Super Hits.
Oh yeah,
Christmas. And man, fucking hell, that gave me. That was your Green Day tuition, right there.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
Tutorial, whatever. That it was literally 25 of songs that you talk about jams, these songs fucked.
Yeah. By the way, there's a term going around these days saying
slaps.
Yes.
Yeah, man, it slaps.
That song fucking slaps.
Yeah.
And I laughed the first time I heard it, and every time I've heard it since, I'm like, oh, slaps. What are you talking about?
No, well, when you say it with an English accent, I think it sounds worse.
It's because I seen John Oliver say it on Last Week Tonight.
Oh, okay. Green Day was actually in my head of like
Green Day, especially early Green Day, like early Green Day. Dookie, is that what it was? Or
Dookie, yeah.
Amnesiac, that was another one. They were good ones before American Idiot.
Yeah, which American Idiot was very mainstream.
Yeah, it was like their biggest.
That would be like, I wouldn't call that pop punk, but I would call it pop rock, maybe, or like,
yeah,
you know, it was less punk, you know.
But weirdly, it was actually kind of more actual punk. I thought so. There's a bit American more. They sort of dress a bit more punk, or you know,
yeah, or maybe the vibe.
They looked
was,
a bit more
like
punk. The drummer had the mohawk and all that, like
the music wasn't so much that, like, you know.
No, see, like
man, how they became, that album had them at the biggest band in the world.
Yeah,
like they were in the fucking Simpsons movie because they were because of that album. Like,
yeah,
you know.
For some reason, they never really did it for me.
I'm trying to think of some of the other bands around the time that didn't tip over for me. Like. You mentioned Good Charlotte.
Newfound Glory, were you a fan of them?
No. I tell you, I tried... this is the litmus test, I guess.
Go on.
I tried Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah. I've never even really tried Death Cab for Cutie.
No,
tell you who you'd like, though. The Postal Service, man.
No, I don't really.
You know the one I'm talking about?
I know of them, and I've tried a few of them.
It's like emo, but set to sort of... Not even techno, like it would be. I tell you who was great as well. Panic at the Disco's first two albums, right?
Now,
so the first one was super emo, dancey sort of thing.
You were
right?
Really mad into these when I first met you.
I try to be with
people never heard of. Close the goddamn door. That's the thing that bugs me as well.
Go on.
It's... like it's so everything is whingy. This and the other band I was thinking of as well, yeah. Fall Out Boy was the other band that,
yeah, Fall Out Boy was a little bit after my time. I liked Sugar We're Going Down as an absolute classic solid gold banger.
I get confused. I thought that was Jimmy Eat World.
No, Jimmy Eat World is, well, anyway, we'll
it
get
just
to Jimmy
takes
World.
Some time. See, when you put Jimmy World on, I was like, oh, you're going to put...
You didn't like a praise one. Chorus, no?
Nah.
Oh, man.
I like some Jimmy World stuff. That would probably be, if are they there, you're saying they're emo?
They would probably be, they'd be a,
they're mainstream emo,
yeah,
right?
Like their album before the one that I played it would have been considered emo. Clarity
was the middle. Was that their
that was on
album?
The same album that I sent of the one I sent you.
And what was the other? They had two.
Bleed American, absolute banger.
No.
Salt, sweat, sugar on the asphalt.
That's
our hearts, litter on the top soil.
And then there was Takes My Pain Away.
Yeah,
I bet you didn't think I knew about that. Huh?
I didn't actually. I didn't really. I haven't really listened to it much since then.
I saw it in an episode of Smallville.
Jimmy Eat World was my first actual standing gig, and I remember I went with, of all people, Ronan Keneally from Art School Reach. And we weren't even really mates, like, but he had a ticket.
Dark Horse.
And weirdly, like, I remember, like, I was going, I left my house, went to Temple Bar Music Centre in hope of getting a ticket, which is something I don't think, it seems like I would never do. And I ended up getting one anyway and going in. I was like, oh, it's amazing. Oh, we can jump around.
Are we on your own? Like,
no, well, me and Keneally.
But like, yeah. Oh, did you meet him there or like?
Yeah, I just met him there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fair play.
But yeah, so that was the first one, and I was hooked since then.
At that time, in my like, what year would that have been for you?
2001.
So like
16.
Fifth class.
Fifth year.
Yeah, that's what I mean, sorry. 50 going into 50 year, say, whatever. Yeah, like probably. Third year, probably, maybe. It was 2001.
No, I think I was in 50 year at the time.
Because, at that time, I was, leaning more towards Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers, that kind of...
See, I think what this all comes down to, right, is confidence with the ladies, Terry. Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would have classed you as being more apt with the opposite sex back when we were the same age.
Not really, honestly.
Come on now.
No, not really. I could talk to girls or whatever like that, and I was comfortable to a point around them, but it was more when I hit, say, my 20s when I started fucking around,
tapping that ass.
Well, just in terms of being way more comfortable in terms of a lot of the stuff around that age, whatever, I never had a girlfriend at that age, or never had somebody that I was scoring regularly or anything like that, but it was more will you meet my mate type shite,
stuff like that,
like saying playing the 1-2-3 game or whatever.
But even with that, I always would have just classed you as just he kind of knows what he's doing, and or at least if he doesn't, he's pretending like he does.
Talk the big game.
Yeah, see, I couldn't talk a big game, and that was the appeal of emo, because it was music for shy guys. You know what I mean? Sung by, that's why they're whining, because they're just like me, Terry. Yeah. They understand.
Okay, okay, yeah, because the stuff I listened to was very, I don't want to say middle of the road, but it had no personality.
It was a mile
traits.
Wide and an inch deep.
No, but quote, it was.
To quote Van Dyke Parks.
Who?
Van Dyke Parks. Van Dyke Parks, there he is, who I'm quoting, and that's all I'm going to say. So you know who I'm talking about. I'm not saying another word until you tell me what he's from.
This is a...
A little album called Smile... The guy who came in with Brian Wilson and...
Nah, I never heard of him.
Well, anyway.
Is he the guy that wheeled Brian Wilson out onto the stage?
No.
Son of a bitch.
So depressing.
But
we
no,
saw Brian
I'd
Wilson
say,
yet, anyway.
No, we saw, he we shouldn't saw have been him. There. It was bad. Poor L. Brian. Shouldn't
the
have
rest
been
of
there.
The band, the rest of the band.
Unbelievable experience actually seeing the rest of the band. Yeah. But every time he tried to sing, I may not always love you, as long as the stars are above you. You'll never
get him to a bed. He had to be helped on and off stage, and he just sat at the
God
piano.
God only knows where I'd be without you.
Oh, God, Brian.
Yeah,
right, listen.
He just wasn't made for these times.
He wasn't.
No, I think what I was listening at that point in my life was stuff that didn't really define. It wasn't personality defined. There was nothing about it that was the Foo Fighters are my band. They were my band in terms of because they were.
But you wouldn't dress like.
No.
Them.
I was dressing as I normally was,
Yeah.
I liked the reason that I liked the Foo Fighters was I liked their music, but also I liked that they had a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And it's kind of telling that I started to get less interested in them when they got rock and roll. Yeah. I was like, oh, these are less interesting to me now.
Yeah.
They were more interesting to me when Tenacious D are cleaning.
You like a hint of novelty to your music.
I tell you, I love more than a hint. Yeah.
Well, listen. Unfortunately, I have to take us back to emo here because...
Do we have to?
Right, listen. Just brand new...
Stop telling me to listen.
Listen, okay? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Brand new are a sort of band that, if you like brand... if someone likes brand new... This is going to sound so lame, but, if someone likes brand new, I'd be like, right, okay. So they have good taste. You know what I mean? They're one of those sort of,
Please.
They would be used as a benchmark of oh yeah, I love that album, or if you like brand new, it's okay, this person's kind of interesting. Now I should point out that the lead singer was involved in, swept up, should I say, in this Me Too movement, with some unsavory stories emerging, which, to be honest, took... and I was supposed to go and see them that week with Tony for the first time. I was like, we're finally going to get to see
Brand New. You told me you had tickets, yeah.
Yeah, and something came out. I don't know. I don't actually know exactly what it was. I think he was, like, pleasuring himself online to... chatting to girls who were underage or something like that. So
digital penetration, I think.
So the story goes. So and I know a lot of people who completely stopped, like, would have nothing to do with them, would never listen to them again, all that. But my point of view with that sort of thing is, I own that now. You know, if the artist ever does something and you sort of be like, oh, I can't listen to them now. I wouldn't be like that. I feel like I could separate it, and I feel even if they do something, like, right, that doesn't belong to you anymore. That belongs to the rest of us.
Okay, fair enough. But at the same time, how often do you listen to Michael Jackson these days?
I'd still listen to him.
Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't go anyway not to listen to him, but, like, I can't remember the last time I actually heard one of his songs.
See, I just view the songs, I don't know.
On a playlist, like, you know?
A lot of, I mean, it'd be more the earlier ones, I'm sure, but, like, yeah, I mean, like, any where you got proper sort of freakish, not really, but, like, early Thriller and Off the Wall and all that sort of stuff, I'd still listen to it if it came on.
And let me ask you, what year did he release his last studio album?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
2006.
No, studio album, as in, not compilation.
It's 2006.
What's it called?
Invincible.
That was 2001, my friend.
Was it? Oh,
you
Jesus.
Rock my world, you know you do.
I tell you what, he was back then.
Gonna do.
He had me fooled. I thought he was back then.
That video. Marlon Brando, Chris Tucker.
Terry,
that was the only good song on it.
It was, yeah. He had a song called 2000 Watts where his voice was mad deep. It was very bizarre. Trying to be current.
Now, can I ask you, with Brand New,
yes,
was that the reason why Zane Lowe called his show on MTV Brand New?
No, it's just an expression.
What do you
if
mean,
something's like, very new, you say, yeah, it's brand new.
Well, I know that. I'm not a moron, Andy. Like, do you not think it's telling that, like, it's called Brand New and it was the same type of music?
I think the show was before the band.
Okay.
So if anything, so it's the way around.
The band were big fans of Zane Lowe.
Maybe. The lead singer kind of looks a bit like him. But yeah, so anyway,
pieces are falling into place.
And it's a shame. And they just released a new album and all like last year. And I was like, oh,
was it any use?
It was fantastic. And I was like, oh, brilliant. Like, because I've loved every one of their albums except for one, which is just awful. And I was like, oh yeah, they're back, and I'm going to go see them. Great. And I was like, oh, he's a piece of shit. Oh no,
he's a piece of shit.
Terry, tell me what you thought of Dashboard Confessional.
Hold on, let me just
play it, Terry.
Dashboard.
I hate it.
Oh God. That was the worst one. That was the worst one. I'm pounding my knees in, like, frustration here.
I knew you'd hate that one.
That is like something out of American Pie, The Book of Love, or something fucking naked. One of those ones where it's like they couldn't even get Blink 182.
Did you not think the lyrics were clever?
No, I was too enraged with that guy's fucking voice. Like,
his voice is very high pitched.
How am I supposed to listen to it? How many minutes is that song? How am I supposed to listen to it?
Emo songs are short. It's only 2 minutes odd.
2:17 is two minutes too long.
I will give it to you. That's the most. If I was if I if someone
I remember,
walked in,
I was I was just getting to the park when that kicked in.
Yeah. Like, what a great day it's going to be.
No.
My so walk, quiet.
My walk got so much better once this playlist ended.
I appreciate you actually listening to it. I knew Dashboard because that's the emo-iest one. That's so one, if anyone heard me listening to it, I'd be like, this is what it looks like.
Because they all blend in as well. That's the thing. The music is all so similar. Mm. Like,
disagree with that, 100%.
Hold on, let me play a bit of the Get Up Kids. That is American Pie. That's like,
how,
you know,
good is that though?
No, it's
that's
awful.
The track one on the album. You know you're in for an absolute banger.
It's just like,
and that's that Get Up Kids one was a little bit before the old mainstream, you know. That would have been like 99. That would have been sort of like the, I don't know what, less you know, emotionally.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with that one, that it's like, it's not, I know I keep saying Blink 182, and that's probably the worst thing. People are like, you're fucking
stop saying Blink 182,
fucking mainstream punk pop, man. I'm like, yeah, I like what I like, okay. But like, this one, it just seems like lower tier, like, or like generic brand, you know, punk pop emotional rock.
That album there, the Get Up Kids, it would be usually ranked. I know you're a fan of lists, musical lists, top 20 emo albums of all time. I assume you've looked at a few of those lists. That
twice
album.
Last year.
Every time.
I love any chance I get to use that.
Oh, brilliant. But yeah, that album's up there anyway. Listen, I won't subject you to emo anymore or of talking about it. But like, because there was definitely a thing I remember in school of like, you either liked, at least in my group, that you either liked pop punk or you liked heavy metal, you know, like Slayer and like those sort of bands.
And
I was never into those sort of bands. System of a Down thing, I liked, but
it's a funny thing that like, if you wore a hoodie in Ad School Reach, the hoodie either had like Slipknot or
yeah.
No Korn. Mercy, maybe Korn.
Yeah,
you know, but
No Mercy.
Yeah, maybe it's not No Mercy. What are those ones, you know, there's the two eyes.
Two eyes?
It's a set of eyes. Let me just see. Maybe No Mercy is wrong. No, it's not No Mercy, anyway.
No Effects?
Maybe.
Was it metal? Like?
It was an alt band, yeah, like.
No Mercy.
This shows you how lamestream I was.
I got a black hoodie and I would cut the thumbs out of it so I could stick my thumbs through the side and paint my nails black and put on black eyeliner and hang out in Temple Bar with my greasy long hair. Because nobody understood me.
Why can't you just be normal?
But anyway,
I can't find what these.
I don't
eyes,
know. No Mercy.
Suspicious eyes.
Suspicious eyes.
Like, I'm gonna find it, and
I bet you it wasn't a band. It was just like a skateboard company or something.
Might have been. It could very well have been that kind of thing.
I mean, I don't know what it was, and like, there's very few pop punk bands now that I would like. I never really heard much of Paramore or anything like that. I know they were massive. I couldn't tell you one of their songs.
Oh, and like, when I mentioned the emo phase, like what, like Paramore?
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. I never.
Who was that band? Stacey's mom.
Fountains of Wayne.
Your man died there recently. But I like that song.
Why did you start it so jauntily? Yeah, he's dead. You like that, huh? Yeah, you like it? Yeah, but he's dead.
You're just not the girl for me. You know,
Stacey's mom. And then when it goes that octave higher at the end, Stacey's mom. Oh man.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's love funny. That.
It's not.
I couldn't get down with Bowling for Soup though.
She's a little weasel. The bad guy.
Fucking little weasel lead singer. He looked about 45. He was like 4'8".
Now, like, I'm just gonna see, like, cause, like,
I'm putting in pop punk bands early 2000s.
Yeah, American Pie 2 soundtrack.
Bit of Phoenix TX on that. Seen them live?
Never heard of them. I'd love if they listed. Oh no,
you wouldn't know. Did you know AFI much at all?
I did not.
Oh, you really would have hated them, Terry. I was even a fan of Avril Lavigne's album when it came out, whatever one that was.
I liked Avril Lavigne. I did a lot, I have to say.
Yes.
The Offspring were a band that.
The Offspring.
Before.
Now they're a band. If I could get you into pop punk, well, you're into it. You know,
I like
pop,
the Offspring
pop punk,
though.
Yeah, like the Offspring seems like because they've got a bit of humor. They've got that novelty aspect that you like.
Original gangster. That was the lamestream one, wasn't it?
Yeah, Americana was the one before that had like the kids aren't all right and pretty fly for a white guy and why don't you get a job, those sort of ones. My friend's got a girlfriend and
I love that song.
I know you do.
It tells me every day.
It's essentially just Obla Dee, Obla Da.
It is Obla Dee, Obla Da. Like, I'm sure Paul McCartney is counting his shekels. Like, but what was the one before Americana then?
Ixnay on the Hombre.
Yes. I know what I was into.
Go on.
When at this time. Because I had tickets to them for Punchestown and it got cancelled because the lead singer hurt his back. And that is... A Limp Bizkit. And I tell you what, I had it. We were talking about it the other day, and I stuck it on Spotify, rolling, not the air raid vehicle track. The Urban Assault, which has Method Man, Red Man. That's right. We'll keep on rolling, baby. Like, they are good, man. Like,
I actually liked them back in the day,
like,
as well.
Like, I was mad about it. I went into it with such a kind of deep new metal wormhole. Yeah. Like, it's like weird. Weird kind of stuff you're into.
Papa Roach as well, man. I was
just that one song.
The album was great as well. Limp Bizkit, I actually really like. I always associate that with like Napster and like those.
They fucking slapped, man. But that Urban Assault vehicle, like, it, that got don't know if you ever get into this where you like, I put that on and then it was like, Faye put on, what did she put? She picked DMX, because DMX is on that track as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then we put on, You're Gonna Make Me Lose My Mind. But then I put on, and you talk about a fucking banger, D12, Purple Pills. I've been to Mushroom Mountain once and twice while he's counting, but nothing compassed these blue and yellow purple pills.
D12 are fucking shite.
Cool Cold.
What was that song they had? It was like, it's like, I never seen an ass like that.
That was Eminem.
The way
that
you
was,
move it, you make my slinky go. Doing. Oh,
and
come
it's
on.
I think how like massive, how insanely massive Eminem was.
Yeah.
And then
everywhere,
just nothing like.
Then we still going like and
in two, like, three albums maybe like.
I sort of like tapped out after the third. Yeah, kind of after Marshall Mathers, to be honest. But those first two were
Marshall Mathers was the second one, wasn't it?
Yeah, Slim Shady LP was the first one.
And then the third one, but like, I don't know. I still liked Just Lose It. Go crazy.
He's taking the piss with these songs.
Every day is a holiday. Cruising on the freeway.
Come on.
Yeah. But then, like, it's just, it kind of reminds me of like how the weird stuff you get into. Like I say, I was into new metal at that age. Then I kind of went into like rap. Like, you talk about Napster, like having these weird like one-off rap songs you would download, and like you have it all on Spotify now, which is great, because even like I used to stay up. I had a TV in my room and I used to stay up. Monday night was brand
yo
new. No Monday night was brand maybe Monday night was brand new
I think Wednesday was yo
yeah Monday yeah. Monday night was brand new. Tuesday was the metal show, whatever the fuck the name of the metal one was.
Wasn't
Kerrang, because that was a TV station, but whatever the metal one was. Then I think Wednesday was The Lick. Thursday was
Trevor
Yo.
Trevor Nelson. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Trevor Nelson.
What's he been like,
who knows?
I thought he'd done something, by the way. You're like, Trevor Nelson.
It's just, I didn't like him. He was so smug.
He was smug. It was like a porno show or something.
I remember like that kind of got me into like, say, Busta Rhymes. You know, like I never had that one on. You People Had Enough, Give Me Some More.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And like I was like that, I didn't realise at the time, but like it's the theme music from, or it's the score from Psycho that is used with a hip hop beat underneath it. I'm like, fucking hell, like that's good. Like,
it's mad when you discover like the original sort of, you know, sample like years later, like, oh, that's from that song. Like,
we have it on the Garbage Patrol playlist, The Clash, one of the songs, and it's from that, it's called Straight to Hell, but it's that Paper Planes song. I fly.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, it's The Clash.
I think I've got that. I don't know if I have it on the Garbage Patrol, you know that one? I think it's by The Flamingos. You know that one where it's like, shoo-wop, shoo-wop. My love is on it. Shubab, shubab.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was that from?
That was from the Fugees, if you remember. I don't know if you're ever into that album. But they have a song called Zealots, which is really good, where it's like a little hip hop beat over it. Like, really good.
Another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh, Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Whoa. I haunt MCs like Mephistopheles, bringing swords to Damocles. Secret service keep a close watch as if my name was Kennedy. Abstract rap, simple with the street format. Gaze into the sky and measure planets by parallax. Check out the retrograde motion, kill the notion of biting and recycling and calling it your own creation. Feel like Rockwell, somebody's watching me. I got no privacy, whether on land or at sea. And for your biting zealots, your raps are cacophonic. Hypocrite, critic.
Yeah. But yeah, I tell you what. Look, I'll be honest. I had no real plan for where I was going to take this podcast. It's just nice to chat about music.
I'm looking at the. I knew there was one I was missing.
Yes.
Of like this kind of pop punkiness.
Yes.
Lit. You remember Lit?
I didn't think Lit even made a peep over on this side of the pond.
Ah, no surprise to me. I am my own worst enemy.
Yeah, that's a great one. I never once in my life. I think you're literally the first time I've ever heard an Irish person say the word lit.
Where, just then, just now?
Yeah, yeah. I've only ever heard Americans talking about lit.
Like them, man. They had another one.
I tell you what, Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life would be another karaoke song a week later from that last question.
Try and sing that though, like.
Just try and stop me, man.
Okay.
That's the next one. Whenever we're out and there's karaoke, I'm singing Semi-Charmed Life. You heard it here.
And back in and holding.
Smile and she live and she go there and she lives for me. Says she elevation. One motivation. She comes round and she goes down on me.
And I make a smile like a drug for you.
Do whatever what you want to do. Coming over you. Hey, Maurice.
Okay, well, look, we've rambled on here.
We've exhausted this topic. Terry, listen. Thank you for listening to the emo songs.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting a piece of me in, Terry.
Yeah, Andy, please.
Thank you for forget it.
I tell you what, who are another band that they became a bit of a joke, but man, I like them. Smash Mouth.
Those two songs.
What two songs?
Yeah, All Star and. Walking on the Sun.
Yeah, you would include Walking on the Sun.
Well. Oh, you just think the one song then?
No, they're
Somebody Wants. I tell you what.
I don't know if I
try and not smile when that song comes out.
Did I tag you in that thing where it was like the Imagine?
I don't know.
The way Gal Gadot and all their friends were doing the Imagine, but some guy superimposed his mouth. It was like, somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ate the tarpest jewel in the shed.
Brilliant.
It's just him going through like all the stars.
It's just pop culture now, that song. Yeah, like,
we beat Corona, everyone. Woo!
How awful was that video though, the original? Oh, Jesus, who thought it was a good idea? And some people I even liked on it, like beforehand.
Yeah,
what are you doing there?
James Marsden, man, what are you doing?
Will Ferrell, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Emo. Thank you, people, for listening.
To all our Flying Hellfish. That's your name out there now, everybody that listen.
Now, I have just ordered a bunch of members' badges that don't say Flying Hellfish on them. They're not actually badges. They're stickers for fridge magnets.
Hello.
So I'll be sending some of them your way.
Even though I don't subscribe.
Yeah, give us just give us the monthly contribution there, Terry, and you'll have one on this way too.
Okay, can I see the receipt for yours?
Sure. Not right now. But so anyway, whenever I get a chance to send them, when this whole thing clears, you'll all be receiving some nice little goodies.
You know, you can send things in the post, Andy, it's fine.
Look, just buy me some time here. Why are you putting me on blast in front of these people?
Well, there's
a pandemic, I got priorities.
Look, you're getting stuff delivered. I'm getting stuff delivered.
Listen, we'll talk about it off air.
Surprise mic stand delivered.
Surprise me in rehearsal, Terry. Anyway, so I don't know how to end this, so I'll leave it to you.
Well, we'll just say, look, thank you for supporting the podcast. It means a lot to us, and we enjoy getting together and having these little chit chats over Skype / whatever else.
Yeah.
But if you have any requests on what you would like us to cover, please do not hesitate to shoot us an email or a message or whatever like that.
Top, you could do. I do quite like top fives. Send top five movies, top five whatever. Like But whatever, just give us some topics and we'll talk about it. Terry, how dare you? If I may say, the hair and the beard combination is working very well, Terry.
I'm telling you.
I'm a looking and I'm a liking, Terry.
Oh, Andy, why do you have to do it like that?
On that note, we will see you people later.
What do you got, Andy?
I don't know. I was waiting for you to say something funny. All right, goodbye.
So keep me in this cage until you run that mouth. Then I'ma have to play and break the fuck out. And then we'll see who's left after one round with X. And what am I bringing next? Just know it's red and meth. So where the fuck you at, punk? Shut the fuck up and back the fuck up while we fuck this track up. Are you ready?
Dangerous slang, atrocious. When I let these nuts hang, focus, it's Wu-Tang. What the fuck's a hoodie and the flofish? I wave my black flag at the roaches who approaches these twin super soakers who have poisonous darts for coping. Too late to get your blowgun unhosted. Your left butted up and lightly toasted. So what? I drink and smoke too much. So what? I cut too much.
Yo, shut the fuck up. Now when we roll, you motherfuckers tucking your gold. Cause for the platinum, I'm jacking niggas up in limos. It ain't nothing for bullets to my button, your clothes. Description, yellow mouth. Tissue up in his nose, you bitches. Swing the vine on the baboon nuts. I'm hairy as hell, out of hell and tattooed up. I'm a dog only, fuck in the bathroom. What? In high school I dealt only with the classroom sluts.
My name is Johnny Donnie Brasco. Tuck the gap low, cut your cash flow. Yell if you want money. Funny, a hungry dummy snatch crumb from me. Doc and hot mix, bodies in the mosh
pit. And I'm the D.O., you looking at the raw invented. On Friday I spit 35 to 40 minutes. Smell up the bathroom like Craig Paul was in it. Ending up on your back, roof swore a billet. Anyone can match me, I crack them all to Guinness. Fuck how many thugs, some players and ballers in it. Brick City, Shaolin, better call the sinners. Boys that'll run up in your white mall and spill it.
Kid with the Parker, bald head with the boots who shoots to make it spark. Now I'm a fair nigga, but ain't dead nigga, quicker than the hair trigger. So if you dead nigga, it'll be like your man trying to hold your brain to your head. But you'll be shitting on yourself cause you already dead. And at the funeral you won't need a casket. I'm leaving just enough of them to stuff in a basket. But just get the casket, never really need my ass kicked. My mom's never let me forget that I'm a bastard. I ain't never been shit, and ain't gon' be shit. That's why I take shit whenever I see shit. It's just that D shit. D sharp, but do what I wanna do. Yeah. And that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Right here in front of you. Yeah. And I'll be running you. And your man straight up out. Yeah, right? Niggas ain't running the fucking thing but your mouth.
I'm moving, I'm moving. Hands on the hands, back up, back up. Tell me what you gonna do.
because we get it on. When? Every day and every night. Oh, yeah, this platinum thing right here. Uh-huh. But we're doing it all the time. So you better get some better beats and get some better rhymes.
Really, really, really wanna get shit started. The people everywhere